I wonder if you can see them in your mind's eye. I wonder if you can see Moses and his staff. Can you see the elders and the rock? Can you picture them in your mind's eye, standing before the rock? Moses' staff is raised, poised, but he is frozen there. He's been frozen in that position for some time now. And the elders around him are beginning to get a little restless. They begin to twitch, shifting their weight from one sandaled foot to the other. Some with furrowed brows, but others with an eyebrow raised, cocked. Here's what they're thinking. Water from a rock? Okay, Moses, get on with it. It's either in the rock or it isn't, Moses. Get on with it, Moses. Leadership is a tricky and a treacherous business. You go out on a limb and sometimes it breaks. You stick your neck out and, well, you know what can happen. You tell thirsty people that you're pretty sure you know where the water is, but then you'd better darn produce it, right? Leadership is tricky and a treacherous business, and religious leadership is even trickier and more treacherous. Religious leadership involves a sort of silent partner, a God who most people can neither see nor hear, and whom most people do not believe. So Moses stands before that rock, his arm and his staff raised. The people are thirsty. They are dehydrated. Infants are perishing. Livestock expiring. Strike the rock, Moses. Quench our thirst, Moses. Water our parched throats. Save us. Strike the rock, Moses. And the thing is, at that moment, there and then, the truth, things could go either way. Moses could be wrong. He knows it, and they know it. He might have misunderstood God or misheard. It won't be the first time. Amen. Moses could strike that rock and nothing, just rock. That's what's at stake here. Everything is at stake here. Life and death are at stake here. Faith and trust are at stake here. God or no God are at stake here. Some time ago, some Old South members thought that God was maybe calling us to a new ministry. In this case, it was Jan Monsma who stuck her neck out, climbed out on the thin part of a limb. And Jan beckoned us over and she said, "Look at that rock. I think that if we strike that rock, it will pour forth waters of tenderness." Strike the rock, Jan. Jan struck the rock and there came forth waters of tenderness. There came forth the congregational care and support crew. Waterfalls of visits, rides, cards, and food. And then Jan handed her staff to Carolyn Arrington and Anna Yoder and the rest of our congregational care and support team, crew, committee. And they have become a model for how a congregation can look out for the lost and the least, the newest and the oldest, the grieving and those who are rejoicing. They found the source of a waterfall of tenderness. Several years ago, Janet Nolan, she tugged on the sleeves of the Christian Service and Outreach Committee. She said, "Come with me. I want to show you something." And she showed them a future by which Old South members, young and old, would undertake mission trips, learning to serve, to be changed. In this ministry, she said, pointing, in this ministry, she said, there are rivers of healing. Okay, Janet, strike the rock. And thanks to Janet Nolan and Peter Stokes and Marilyn Jackson Adams and Caitlin Minnick and others, our mission trips have carried us far and wide, and we have learned and grown, and we have served and been served and been changed and made better. Some time ago, Jennifer Mills Knudsen pointed to Greater Boston Interfaith Organization. She said, it's kind of like this big rock. But I think, she said, that if we go near enough to that rock, justice will roll down like waters. And so the congregation said, strike the rock, Jennifer. And Aaliyah Group and Aaron Hull and others, Lucy Costa, have been striking that rock ever since. Justice rolling down like waters. Health care, elder care, addressing youth violence in the inner city, public education, helping people to move from debts to assets. A while ago, Bill Adams and Dick Yeo and Betty Smith and Ron Smith and Liz Rice Smith and Peter Southwell Sonder, they dragged us out of our comfort zone. They pointed to what they said was an oasis of hospitality. Well, we were a bit skeptical. Eyebrows were raised. Hospitality sounded a little like evangelism. But you know, we're kind of a willing people. Strike the rock, you guys. And our hospitality is growing deeper and deeper and more authentic, more Christ-like with each passing year. Old South Church is growing as an oasis of hospitality, of refreshment and mercy in a harsh urban wilderness. It wasn't that long ago that if you had asked about it, Old South, people would tell you that when they thought about the Bible, they, if they were being honest, they might have said, well, it's a bit ancient, musty, dry as bone, parched, leaves of dried up old parchment, stories of old dead patriarchs. But then Rory Raison and Bob Castorco and Vard Johnson and Mark Shupert, you know what? They'd been swimming around in the pages of the Bible, and they discovered that there is more there. There are rivers of life there. Come and see, they said. And they started these disciples' Bible study classes. And there are rivers of life in the pages of our holy book. When I arrived here, I was told that financial stewardship was a dried up old thing, that you couldn't get water from that rock, that we were spent. Ovar Johnson and Bill and Marilyn Adams, they weren't so sure, acting on a hunch, listening to the whispered voice of God. They pointed and they said, we think there are hidden springs there. We have put our ears to that stone and we hear a gurgling. Strike the rock, Vard. And he did he not? Amen. And Bill and Marilyn. And there was more than gurgling there. They tapped into geysers of generosity. For some time now, we've been sailing the vessels of our forebears, Benjamin Franklin and Samuel Adams, Joseph Hardy Neesima, Phyllis Wheatley. But Vard Johnson as our moderator and John Geldert and Marilyn Jackson Adams and Cynthia Taft and Phil Stern and Debbie Kunstner, they said, you know what, it's time to chart our own course, to fashion vessels for the 21st century, to set out upon our own journey. And on December 5th, in the sanctuary right here, the congregation said to them, strike out. And we have a vision for the 21st century, a sense of direction. And we're building our own boats and training our crew anew. And thanks to Aaron Hull and Mark Schubert and Ruth Pertillo, our three vision task forces have been meeting throughout the summer. And they have tapped into righteousness like a mighty stream. Today, we journey with a young family, with Tony and Michael and Kasia. We brought them here to this font, and we promise to this family that the water here is life-giving water. In the midst of chaos, in the chaos of life, there is order. We said to them, in the midst of destruction and bloodshed and terror, here is creation. In the midst of brutality, here is tenderness. In the face of death, Tony, Michael, Kasia, in the face of death, here is life. Leadership is a tricky and treacherous business, and religious leadership even trickier and more treacherous. Religious leadership involves a silent partner, a God who most people cannot hear or see, and to whom we have to spend a whole lot of time listening to understand. So Moses stands before that rock, his arm and his staff are raised, and the people are thirsty. They are dehydrated. Infants among them are perishing. Their livestock expiring. Strike the rock, Moses. Quench our thirst. Strike the rock. Water our parched throats. And the thing is that at that moment, it could go either way. Moses could be wrong. He might have misunderstood or misheard. And maybe, you know, at the time, some of us thought maybe Bard and Bill were wrong when they promised deep wells of generosity. Some of us thought Jan Monsma was delusional when she promised waterfalls of tenderness to be tapped into. And there were a lot of people who thought that John Geldert was misguided when he pointed to a computer screen and he said, "You know what? I think there can be a sermon in our webpage." Moses could have struck the rock and nothing happened. Or Jan could have gotten us out there into the wilderness, promised waterfalls of tenderness, and nothing. That's what is at stake here. Everything is at stake here. When you follow God's voice, everything is at stake. Life and death, faith and trust, chaos and creation, God or no God. But until you gather your courage to strike the rock, you'll never know. Amen.